the... I couldn't find a way to put into words what I'd just seen. He staggered toward the pickup and I closed my eyes. I would be scarred for the rest of my life after seeing him naked. My mind went crazy with words like dragon and dad and dragon, thoughts that would land me in the nut house if spoken out loud. I pinched myself with shaky fingers. How did I not know any of this? Is this actually happening? No, it's a dream. I'm going to wake up soon and...
You can open your eyes, Elena.
His voice interrupted my string of thoughts, and I knew I wasn't dreaming. I opened my eyes and stared at him. Dad? Why didn't...
I didn't want you to find out this way. I'm so sorry.
Our eyes met, and he looked at me with a clenched jaw. All traces of the copper beast were gone, not one scale in sight. He held out his hand for me, his other raised as if to signal surrender. Trembling, I accepted, and he helped me get out through the opening where the windshield should have been. My entire body shook now, and the cut on my head stung fiercely. But my gaze didn't leave Dad as I climbed through the jagged gap. When I was free from the truck, I watched him pour clean water from a bottle onto a shirt that he pressed to my head. Ow!
Hold still.
I didn't know what to say, and a horrible silence filled the air between us. Are more dragons coming for us?
I don't know, Bear. Elena, I need to tell you something. Believe me when I say this wasn't how I planned on doing this.
He sniffed hard and wiped his nose with his index finger and thumb.
I wanted to take you out for a nice dinner and maybe ease into things.
The corner of his lips curved softly, and then the smile disappeared just as fast.
But,
he sighed, blinked a few times, and looked away.
Bear, I love you more than life itself, and I would never let anything happen to you. You need to understand that.
I nodded more than once, but struggled to wrap my head around the fact that my dad could morph into a dragon. He swallowed hard and lowered his gaze. What is he not telling me?